Welcome to the Ames International School of Ministry podcast with your host and instructor, Pastor Vince Rizzo. And now with today's lesson, here's Pastor Vince.
Welcome back. Today we're going to be dealing with chapter 16, which is the book of Hebrews. And the objectives of this lesson are, upon completion of this lesson, you're going to be able to name the author of the book of Hebrews, identify to whom the book of Hebrews was written, state the purpose for the book of Hebrews, write the key verse of the book of Hebrews from memory, and state the life and ministry principle for the book of Hebrews. Now, the author was the Apostle Paul, and it was written to the Jewish or Hebrew believers. And the purpose was to present Jesus Christ as superior over all. The key verse is found in chapter 8, verse 6. And the life and ministry principle are this: that Jesus is the mediator or of a better covenant established on better promises. The main characters are Paul, Abraham, Moses, Aaron, Melchizedek. Also, there's a list of the names found in Hebrews chapter 11. So now for the outline. Roman numeral number 1, we have the superior exponent. Jesus is superior to the prophets. Point A, God's revelations by the prophets to the fathers. Point 1, at various times, and 2, in various manners. And B, God's revelation by his Son. Point 1, God now has spoken through Jesus Christ. 2, universal dominion has been given to the Son. 3, Christ's redemptive work is accomplished. In Roman numeral number 2, we have a superior mediator. Point A, Jesus is superior over angels. Point 1, by inheritance, and 2, by name. And B, Christ's superiority over angels is evident in the Old Testament. Point 1, angels. Point 2, the Son and Jesus Christ. And point 3, the angels. Point C, the first warning passage. Point 1, exhortation. 2, Old Testament example, and 3, present obligation in view of this warning. Point D, Christ's superiority to angels, and this is in chapter 2, is not contradicted by his humanity. Point 1, angels. Point 2, the Son. In point E, we have Christ's superiority to angels is not contradicted by his suffering. Point 1, suffering was necessary to complete his identification with humanity. And 2, suffering to death was necessary to destroy the devil. And point 3, suffering was necessary to deliver believing men. And 4, suffering was necessary to qualify Jesus as a merciful high priest. Now we go into chapter number 3, in Roman numeral number 3. A superior founder, Christ is superior to Moses. In point A, we have Christ and Moses as a comparison. Point 1, both Christ and Moses were faithful to God. 2, Christ is the builder of the house. Moses was a part of the house. And 3, Christ is the son over the house, and Moses was only a servant in the house. Point B, the second warning or passage. Point 1, exhortation. Point 2, Israel's wilderness experience. Point A, attitude of Israel. The B, response of God. 3, warning against unbelief. Point A, the warning. B, believer's response in view of the warning. And C, motivation for the response. Point D, the example of Israel. And point 4, the warning against God's rest. That's now in chapter 4. Point A, the warning. B, rest. C, unrest. D, the rest of God, and E, confirmation of warning by God's word and knowledge. In Roman number 4, we have a superior priesthood, and Jesus is considered to be superior to Aaron. Point A, Jesus is the great high priest. B, the priesthood of Aaron, we're now in chapter 5, and the priesthood of Jesus. And D, the third warning passage. Point number 1, rebuke for spiritual immaturity. 2, encouragement towards spiritual maturity. A, progress beyond foundational principles. Point number 1, the repentance from dead works. 2, faith towards God. 3, the doctrine of baptisms. 4, the laying on of hands. 5, the resurrection of the dead. And 6, eternal judgment. And B, go on to perfection. Point 3, the warning against the consequences of apostasy. Point A, apostasy is explained. B, the consequences of apostasy. C, the reason for the consequences. And D, an illustration from nature. Point number 4, we have a reminder of the certainty of God's promises. Point A, the persuasion. Point B, the faithfulness of God. Point C, the response of believers. Point D, an example of the certainty of God's promises. Point 1, Abraham. 2, the oath. And 3, assurance of God's faithfulness to his word. In number E, we're going to go on to chapter number 7, and we have the priesthood of Melchizedek. Number 1, we have the general description. 2, Melchizedek and Abraham. 3, the Levitical priesthood. 4, the new priesthood. And 5, priesthood under the law. In number 6, we have priesthood under the new covenant. And 7, a summary of the teaching. In Roman numeral number 5, we now go on to chapter 8, and we have a superior ministry, and we're dealing with two covenants. Point number A, the introduction. 1 is a summary of previous teaching. 2, the ministry of the high priest is explained. 3, a more excellent ministry. Point B, the two covenants. Point 1, the first old covenant. And 2, the second new covenant. Point A, the maker. Point B, the covenant. And point 3, the contrast between the new and the old. In point number C, we now go on to chapter 9. We have the operation of the first covenant. Point number 1, the tabernacle. 2, the ministry of the high priest. Point number D, we have the operation of the new covenant. Point 1, general description. Point A, the tabernacle. B, the ministry of the high priest. Point number 1, in atonement for sin. And 2, in heaven. And then point number 2, we have go into chapter 10, we have the contrast between the old and new. In Roman numeral number 6, we have superior resources for faith, and this is a practical exhortation. Point A, use the new access to God. Point 1, draw near in faith. And then point A, with boldness. B, through the new and living way. C, by the high priest, who is Jesus. D, with a true heart. E, in full assurance of faith. F, with our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience. G, with our bodies washed with pure water. And in point number 2, hold fast the faith. Point 3, encourage one another in faith. Point A, provoke unto love and to good works. And B, do not forsake the assembling of yourselves together. And C, exhort one another. In point number B, we have the fourth warning passage. Point number 1, the warning. Point number 2, the Old Testament example. 3, the present situation. Point number C, remember the former experiences. And D, cast not away your confidence. Point E, be patient. And point F, live by faith. Point number 1, the command to live by faith. 2, the definition of faith. 3, the function of faith. And 4, examples of faith. And those examples are A, Abel, B, Enoch, C, Noah, D, Abraham and Sarah, E, Isaac, F, Jacob, G, Joseph, H, Moses, I, Joshua, J, Rahab, and K, other examples of faith. Point number 5, we have recipients of the promise of the faith in Jesus Christ. G, endure sufferings and chastening. That's now in chapter 12. Point 1, examples of suffering. Point A, a multitude of those gone before us, or the witnesses. And B, Jesus. C, the explanation of suffering. Point A, increased resistance against sin. B, God loves those he chastens and is dealing with them as sons. And see, only those who are not sons are chastened. Indeed, the comparison to the example of earthly fathers. And E, results of chastening. Point number one, immediate chastening is not pleasant. And two, afterwards its results are in peaceable fruit of righteousness. In point number three, we have the believer's response to suffering. A, lift up hands which hang down and feeble knees. Make straight paths for your feet. C, let those suffering be healed. D, peace, follow peace with all men. And E, follow holiness with all men. F, watch diligently lest anyone fail of the grace of God. And G, be careful lest any root of bitterness or trouble and defile you. H, guard against fornicators and profane persons. H, the fifth warning passage. Point one, the position of Israel at Mount Sinai. Two, the position of believers at Mount Sinai. And three, the consequent response of believers. Then we have letter I, an exhortation to fulfill Christian responsibilities, and that's going into chapter 13. Point number one, we have social duties. A, relationships. Let brotherly love continue. B, hospitality. C, remember them that are in bonds and those suffering. D, marriage. It is honorable, but whoremongers and adulterers God will judge. E, conversation. Do not speak covetously. F, possessions. Be content with what you have. G, remember God is always with you to help you. Point number two, religious duties. Point A, remember those who rule over you. B, remember Jesus never changes. C, do not be carried about with strange doctrines. D, do not be entangled in legalistic doctrines. E, bear the reproach of the gospel. F, seek for a city which is to come. G, continually offer the sacrifice of praise. H, do good and communicate. And I, obey them which rule over you and submit yourselves. In Roman numeral number 7, we have personal instructions. Point A, a request for prayer. Point number 1, for a good conscience. 2, willingness to live honestly. 3, for soon release. Point B, a prayer for the readers. Point 1, the one addressed. 2, the request. Point C, an exhortation to heed the epistle. Point D, Timothy's proposed visit. Point E, closing greetings. Point 1, to those who have rule over you and all the saints. And 2, from they of Italy. And 3, the benediction. That's it for this lesson. Go ahead and do your chapter self-test and join me in the next lesson.
Thanks for listening to today's lesson. Sign up today and download your free digital lesson books when you join our free or low-cost accredited studies. For more information, visit us online at www.freebiblecollege.com.